Welcome back. And another theatrical group in town doing magnificent work, International City Theater. We're so pleased to have representatives of the ICT with us, Jacqueline Schultz and Neil Larson. Welcome both of you to Straight Talk.
Thank you
so much.
Jacqueline, you're in town together with Neil to perform in Awake and Sing.
That's right.
Yes. Tell us about that show.
Well, I play Bessie Bergel, who's the matriarch. It's written by Clifford Odets. It was written in the 1930s. For the group theater, people like John Garfield, Stella Adler. It's about a family that's struggling during and after the Depression. Neil here plays my brother.
Ah.
And I play the quintessential Jewish mother. You may not look like it, but I do.
But you do not look like a Jewish mother.
But that's the whole point, I must say.
You neither look like Jewish or
a
mother.
No, the whole reason our director, Simon Levy, cast this specifically because he did not want it to be
a
the
stereotype.
Typical stereotype family.
Sure.
And we did not want it to be just, you know, all the typical Jewish-looking people.
Right.
So this play can be looked at. You could be anybody. It could be Italian.
Sure.
Could be Irish.
It's
Latino,
universal.
And absolutely. And the play, it really can be, because it is such a beautifully written play.
Well, Clive Barnes, the famous New York Times drama critic, chose this play to be one of the 50 great plays
absolutely.
Of the American
and it
theater.
Is.
And it's a East Side tenement, three generations crammed together, struggling for survival.
Mm-hmm.
And you play the brother, and what's your mm-hmm. role in the show?
It's Uncle Mordecai. Uncle Mordecai, which
yes.
is Uncle Morty. Everybody calls him Morty. And I'm a dress manufacturer. The only one who is a success in the family.
I see.
So he comes, he's kind of the one who has made the American dream happen for himself.
And is he resented by the family?
No, he's very
loved.
Much needed. He's got money. He's my little brother. He's my little brother. He's the one that
So then what's
money.
The problem?
No,
he's
there
rich.
Is a
rich. What's the
there
problem?
Is a schism.
Yes, there is.
The father is very pro-communist, idealistic fellow.
And you are not if you've made
Absolutely
money.
Absolutely not. So there's a schism between the oldest son and the father. And then her son, Ralphie, takes after his grandfather.
And his mother, if you don't mind.
And his mother.
Yes. He's a combination of the two, I think.
But he's the typical third generation immigrant who is deciding who he is. And the story really revolves around Ralph and his struggle for identity.
And a little interesting historical note that when this show originally premiered, the 17-year-old Leonard Nimoy played Ralph from Star Trek and all that. Tell us what you go through as you rehearse and create the show and the emotions. Do you identify with the characters?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a mother of two, so I play a mother of two in this play.
You're from New York?
Yes. Born and raised, and do you want me to start talking like this?
Yeah,
talk like this in a minute. You know, it comes to me real easy. You know, I was born and raised in Queens Village.
And
so
you spent a lot of effort to get rid of that accent.
That's right, and all of a sudden, they want me to start talking like this again, so it comes very easy. But it's fun. No, it's fun. It's really a lot of fun. And, you know, all the language and the costumes that we have on, but ultimately, it's not a play that takes place in the 1930s. It's about all of us today.
The struggle,
you know,
of life.
Yes, and I had an interview the other day, and he asked me, you know, what do you relate to? And I asked the gentleman, do you have children? Anyone, any mother wants their child to do well in life, wants them to be happy, wants them to be successful. I can only imagine what it must have been like during the Depression and when one really struggled to feed your children.
Yeah.
This is what these people did.
Now, you're from Oklahoma.
I am.
And you starred in Music Man as Professor Harold Hill.
Yeah.
You do all that singing and dancing. Now, how do you transform yourself into Uncle Morty?
Well, I lived for 12 years in New York City.
So we know.
So we know. But my second family in New York was a restaurateur who was Jewish and he was from New Jersey. And so I spent so much time with him and got to know his whole family and worked for him and his whole family and everything. And just fell in love with the whole culture, the whole Jewish culture there. And so I came to understand, you know, more about New York, about Judaism at the time. And so I I honestly consider it an enormous honor to be included in this cast.
Wow.
Because everybody in the cast, the director and everybody else in the cast and the family is Jewish. And I'm the only non-Jewish person cast. And I got to tell you, honestly, it's amazing to watch these people work. I spend a lot of time off stage watching them. And the family is being created moment by moment. Every time I watch the rehearsals, it's like 100%. Just everybody's giving 100% and they're coming up with new things and relationships are happening on stage. I honestly believe this is going to be one amazing show.
Well, this is part of Celebrate 350, which is a year-long celebration of 350 years of Jewish culture and residency in America. So be very, and some of you may have seen our guest in The Crucible, starring as John Proctor, which was a magnificent show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you can see him in this. And I think this is your first visit to ICT.
Yes,
but it's quite a venue, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And everyone around it and involved with it have been very nice. And it's really an honor. And the stage itself is wonderful to work on.
Well, ICT is doing fantastic, award-winning work in town, as we mentioned repeatedly. And Musical Theater West, our prior segment. So you don't have to go to New York or even L.A. to see fine theater. It's it's right here in Long Beach.
Thank you.
So thank you for bringing your gifts to Long Beach, and thank you for taking the time out of rehearsal to join us here on Straight Talk.
Oh, heavens, thank you for having us. Really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Okay, well, looking forward to seeing the Berger family upcoming, and stay with us for more of Straight Talk after these messages.